You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot, fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, or Kyrie when he make a trade. And nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game, it's very important, Millie.
Locked On Celtics Podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine. We are the Rain and Jays, John Corrales, Jay King, here for the weekend show, which is going to involve a little bit of, I guess, Kyrie potential free agency talk. A lot of weird things coming out this week. And then Grayson Allen in town for a pre-draft workout, which is pissing a lot of people off. And I think we're going to start there. A lot of news pissed people this week. Pissing people off this week, Jay King. You were there for the pre-draft workouts that didn't just involve Grayson Allen, but a bunch of the prospects. So let's start with that. Let's start with the pre-draft workouts and what came out of that today.
Yeah, so they brought in six guys. They have now worked out about 50 or 60 players. Austin Ainge said they have zeroed in, laser focus on 10 prospects for the 27th pick. I mean, it's at this stage of the season, the summer, it's always tough to gauge exactly what's going on. Like the Markelle Fultz, Jason Tatum trade, I think, shocked a lot of people last year. I kind of expect a lower key summer this year, but it's Danny Ainge. You never know. But yeah, Grayson Allen was in town today. I didn't know how much people hated him until I tweeted that he was in the workout today, and immediately got a barrage of tweets saying that Grayson Allen sucks. I believe your fellow Reds Army guru, Chuck, tweeted at me, he's a dick, man. So yeah, everybody seems to hate Grayson Allen. I'm a Duke guy, so I just wanted to let the record state I'm a Grayson Allen guy. I'm a supporter of Grayson Allen. I think he's going to have a long, successful NBA career.
I'm not a Duke guy per se, although it seems like there are a lot more Duke connections coming in year after year for the Celtics. But, Grayson Allen had that whole episode where he just kept tripping people, right?
He tripped like three guys. Who cares? He tripped three guys like three years ago. He tripped three guys like three years ago.
What's the big deal? For what?
It was like three years ago. Just tripped a few guys. He didn't do anything too crazy. He's the
just kicked a couple people in the nuts. No big deal.
Yeah, I agree. That was no big deal.
But that's the thing. Well, first of all, Duke is polarizing. So, you know, you put that Duke jersey on, you immediately people are going to be like, ugh, I don't know. And then, you know, with Grayson Allen, he seems to carry himself with a little bit of a snide attitude. You can tell I'm not necessarily a fan either, but not that I care too much. I don't care. What's funny is I checked, Boston.com had a poll they just put up a little while ago. We're recording this on Friday afternoon. They put up a poll saying, are you for, against, or indifferent when it comes to drafting Grayson Allen? And 42% are against, and the rest is kind of split between indifferent and for it. It's for it is the lowest. It's like 17% or something like that. So I think it's hilarious that in the same week we had this potential, I don't even want to call it a rumor or a report, the fact that the LeBron may talk to the Celtics in free agency, and now Grayson Allen is a potential 27th pick in the draft. The Celtics fans might have to deal with two people they hate joining the team next year.
I mean, let's pump the brakes a little bit. The Grayson Allen is just one of 50 or 60 guys the Celtics have looked at. LeBron James is the longest of all long shots to end up in Boston. So Celtics fans probably will not need to root for either of those guys next year. But if they do, LeBron James, maybe the greatest player ever. That's a decent guy to root for. Grayson Allen, I am telling you, he is going to have a quality NBA career. You heard it. You heard it from me. You would like Grayson Allen. If you rooted for Grayson Allen, you would appreciate Grayson Allen. I think actually playing alongside two awesome big guys, which was obviously like Duke was really good this year. Duke was super talented. Marvin Bagley and Wendell Carter are both going to be top five or top 10 draft picks. I think that hurt Grayson Allen. Like he's an explosive athlete. He can get into the lane. He can shoot threes. He's a talented dude. And I think with NBA space, he'll be even better. He's tough to stop off the dribble. I'm a Grayson Allen guy. I could rave about Grayson Allen all day.
I mean, look, if he can hit the three and if he can drive and attack closeouts, I don't think it'll take very long for people to get over it. That's the nature of sports. Like LeBron, yeah, LeBron is absolutely a very, very long shot to join the Celtics. But even if that long shot came in, people, I think, I see a lot of people saying, well, that's it. I would take a break from rooting for the Celtics. They wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Because if the Celtics won that championship and held a parade, you'd want to be out there for that parade. I mean, come on. This is the nature of putting a team together. You don't have to like everybody that comes onto this team. All you got to do is have a team that you want to root for that's winning. That you once you start winning, everything else kind of starts to go out the window. Last season, we all fell in love with Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder and all those guys, and then they got traded, and that was a pretty emotional time for Celtics fans. And you get over it because this team was really lovable, and a lot of guys you start to like them. And people got over any sort of negative feeling for Kyrie because he came in and you know, like, oh, he's not that bad of a guy. Yeah, he's not what we thought he was. So I think people would get over whatever it is, either of these two guys or joining the Celtics. So I did it.
What would your reaction be?
Any other notes?
What would your reaction be if Grayson Allen tripped J.R. Smith in a playoff game?
I think my reaction would be J.R. Smith had it coming.
See, if you root for the tripper, then you can have fun rooting for a tripper.
you absolutely could have fun rooting for a tripper. All right. Any other notables out of the workouts today?
Not really. No, the pre-draft workouts are always weird because it's like chances are very slim that any of the players will end up on the Celtics. A lot of the times the guys you talk to the most are the ones who are the biggest names in college. Like I can remember Terry Rozier came to Boston for a pre-draft workout and everyone was just kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. He's probably going to go in the second round. No big deal. We'll barely spend any time talking to him. So pre-draft workouts, it's always weird to cover those things because a lot of it is kind of vapor. But Grayson Allen had a lot of nice things to say about Jason Tatum, as I've expected him to. Talked about how Jason got in his bag this year. I like that. Jason Tatum just getting in his bag. I don't know why that I like that phrase a lot.
I gotta learn these new phrases that the kids are saying so I can sound cool later on and use them seamlessly.
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta get in your bag.
I gotta figure out how to use the bag somehow. All right. We'll talk more pre-draft stuff coming up in the coming days and next week and all of that. First, guys, let's talk about sex. Not just sex, good sex. Sex like the kid knows about, right? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. So listen up. BlueChew.com, that's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach,
And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Don't be caught by surprise. This thing can work whenever the opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so you don't have an in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code NBA. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code NBA, and try it free. Blue Chew, it's the better, cheaper, faster choice. We thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Next up,
John, you finally have another method to use besides Viagra. I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah. That's good. The chewable is really going to help. Well, you know, when you get to my age, you know, sometimes you need a performance enhancer.
Yeah. So
that's all right. I still whip your ass on the basketball court, though, so you don't have to worry about that.
We were talking the other day. We want to see how you play these days.
Well, it's not great these days, but I will say that I think you guys kind of nailed the comp. That I very much was my game when I was coming up. I was very much a back to the basket kind of guy. I started to move my game out a little bit as I got older, but my bread is buttered in the post, baby. I got that footwork. I got that Kevin McHale up and under. I got that inside pivot. I got it. So that's my game. So you can gun from the outside. I will operate things from the post, and I'm a very willing passer. I'm like Al Horford.
It's too bad Blue Chew can't help you get young again on the basketball court, because I'd still whoop your ass.
No, I wish Blue Chew had something for my knees. Because I could use that more than I could use it for the other stuff. But hey, BlueChew.com, if you need it for a little extra confidence in bed, by all means, BlueChew.com, that's the color blue. This is kind of like silly season with the rumors. And I don't even want to call them rumors. It's just speculation, but thirsty for this stuff, that it becomes bigger than it really should be. But here we are. People are talking about Kyrie Irving and his potential free agency. So he's got another year under contract, and then he's got the option year, which is somewhere in the low $20 million range. I would expect him to opt out of that and become a free agent, because at that point he's still in his prime and he can go get a lot of money somewhere, either from the Celtics or somewhere else. And Chris Mannix today suggests that somewhere else could be New York, and that the Celtics are scared of that happening. So there is this potential. So when we talk about suggestions that everybody is available, like Mike Gorman said, which is true. Mike Gorman said that everybody's available, nobody's untouchable, and that is absolutely true. We've seen that. And even Kyrie. And this thought that Kyrie could opt out and leave after a couple of years is scary, but why would he leave a situation in 2 years where the Celtics will have been contenders, potentially will have won at least one title, and by then, potentially a second one? Why would he give up all of that and it's basically his team. He's part of a team that's been built. It's been built to function around him. There's no other LeBron, even though we talked about LeBron earlier. Why would he want to leave this already to go to the Knicks? None of this makes sense to me, Jeff.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to leave Cleveland after three straight trips to the finals and one title either, but Kyrie requested a trade from that situation. And so obviously there are a number of factors here. New York was on his list of teams that he would have considered. New York is close to where he grew up. So that's probably a factor in that, and I'm sure it would mean a lot to him to play near where he grew up and all that stuff. I also think the Boston situation is ideal for him. He wanted to show he could be a more complete point guard. Well, the Celtics gave him a chance to do that. He wanted to, I don't know how much he wanted to be outside of LeBron James's shadow, but obviously, you know, he asked for a trade from LeBron James's team, and he was the face of the Boston Celtics until he got injured. And he handled that well, and he was an MVP candidate, and he got more credit for winning than he ever would have gotten next to LeBron James. I think his relationship with Brad Stevens is really strong. I think he understands Brad Stevens is a very sharp basketball mind, and I think Kyrie appreciates that. I think Kyrie, I mean, you have to look at the Celtics' talent and think, wow, this team could win for a long time. And New York, even with Porzingis, isn't built like that. The Knicks have never had success. So yeah, it's scary, the fact that Kyrie Irving could opt out of his contract in a year and could leave elsewhere and will be a free agent. But also, Boston has to trust that everything it's put together, and from coaching to the front office, the whole sense of stability there, I think, is a big deal. And that's something Kyrie never had in Cleveland. And that's something I don't think he would have in New York either. So there are a lot of positives to the Boston situation that the Celtics hope and pray that we'll keep Kyrie around. We should also note that he could potentially, he's extension eligible this summer, but he'd have to shelve a lot of money to do that. So it is an option for him, but it's, the difference is like a lot of millions. That seems like a long shot option, although who knows what he'll consider after the injury scares.
I would, yeah, well, I mean, I guess if he's a little uneasy about his long-term future and he wants to kind of lock up some guaranteed money now, sure, but I wouldn't be concerned about that. I think he'd be fine. And, but you know, we'll see how that goes. I would expect him to look, I wouldn't expect him to leave for New York playing for the hometown Knicks. Yeah, I guess. But like, there's so much that you're giving up, not just money, not just because the Celtics can offer him a fifth year. They can offer him bigger raises. Not so much that, it's, well, I want to go off and I really just want to be my own player. New York? The Knicks? Under Dolan? Under all that uncertainty? Really? Like, okay, you get to play with Porzingis, but if there's anybody who's injury prone, it's Porzingis. And he's the unicorn, and it'd be really interesting to play with him, but you get some really great players around here in Boston. I think that some of this thinking is some older thinking that he thought New York would be a place that he could go when he suggested the trade out of Cleveland. And I think when you look at the Cleveland situation now, it sheds a little bit more light on what he was facing, and you can be a little bit more understanding of why you want to get away from a situation like that, even though you're giving up a shot at a title. But I don't know. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but then again, there's a lot that happens in the NBA with egos and different emotional triggers that pull people away. So we don't know. I'm sure if the Celtics felt like it was a legitimate risk, then they would be open up to trading him at some point down the road if they actually felt like this was a huge, huge risk. But I'm sure that they would have some sort of conversation with him about long-term future and what they're hoping from him, and they would get a sense from him whether he wants to be a part of that. And I don't think he would bullshit them. I think he would, you know, I think they would have an idea of where they stood with him before any of that happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true. But anytime a guy goes into free agency, there's always that worry. And like Oklahoma City, they thought they had put together a really nice situation for Kevin Durant. And the Warriors just swooped in, and he liked that situation better. So anytime a guy hits free agency, it is nerve-wracking, especially a guy of that caliber, where if you lose him for nothing, that's a huge dent to what you're trying to build. So, yeah, that's how it goes in the NBA. Contracts expire. Guys look for new opportunities. But the Celtics, they do have a whole lot to offer to Kyrie. A lot so much to offer that the LeBron to Boston thing is getting legs, and that's getting legs because of what the Celtics have built and because they've put together a team that should be able to compete for titles for a long time, a sustainable contender. And not only that, but a sustainable contender with one of the best young coaches in the game, maybe the best young coach in the game, and a front office that has been together for a long time and has proven it can win a championship and has made every right move just about for the last 4 or 5 years to build the current roster it has now. So if you look at that and that's not enough, then that's a tough hit for Boston. But they've done everything right so far, I think, to try to keep Kyrie around and to show him that it's a good place for him and a place where he can do all the things that he wanted when he asked for a trade out of Cleveland.
All right, we'll see. I don't want to give this too much credence, but it's something that's popped up. And, you know, because we're here for you Monday through Friday, we are talking about it. I want to thank our sponsor, BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue, BlueChew.com. Promo code NBA. It is an alternative to the pill. It works just like Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew.com, promo code NBA. Try it free. Just pay $5 shipping. Before we go, before I say goodbye, I just want to touch on something that has seriously affected me. I know it's affected Jay, and there have been a couple of high-profile suicides. And I'll be honest with you guys, this week I've just kind of been out of sorts because it's been 21 years ago this month that my best friend committed suicide. And to hear these high-profile cases really – it brings back a lot, and there's a lot of pain there. And I just want to say that for those of you who are listening that may have had these thoughts and may be struggling with some things that you haven't shared with anybody else, there are ways to get help. All you need to do is muster up the strength to just say to somebody, help me, and that's it. And from there, your friends will be able to have conversations with you, or you just have to reach out to a certain organization that can help you. So here are ways to do this. SuicidePreventionLifeline.org. You can call 1-800-273-8255. If you just want to text and maintain your anonymity and you don't want to talk to somebody, text HOME to 741-741. That's HOME to 741-741. You can have a text conversation with a trained counselor. For our international listeners, IASP.info. IASP.info. That website will put you in touch with people in just about any country in just about time. So there are resources. For those of you who have maybe exhibited signs, if you know the signs, look up the signs, ask them how they're doing. Ask them and legitimately mean, how are you doing, and listen and care about the answer. And maybe just that one little conversation could help save somebody. So with that, I hope everybody stays well. I hope you enjoyed the show. And I hope we talk to you all next week here on the Locked On Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On podcast.